He is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. This is Ministry of the Badge.
When I don't come home one day, please understand that my calling that day was to look evil straight in the eye and fight a battle, never afraid to die, just like the hero you always believed I was. When I don't come home one day, understand that I always knew how much you loved me and never have any regrets or feel you didn't do enough because you did. When I don't come home one day, tell the kids that I love them and will always be proud of them. Tell them I will be in their presence forever and will shine down on them with pride and that my life was complete because of them. When I don't come home one day, tell my fellow brothers and sisters in blue that there will be dark days, but the badge we so proudly wear demonstrates the sacrifice of those who went before us, that stayed in the fight till the end, and no matter how hard it gets, to never give up. When I don't come home one day, don't stay angry at the one who took me away from you, but instead fill your heart with the memories that will never be taken away. When I don't come home one day, don't be mad at the profession I chose, but instead feel honored you were part of it. When I don't come home one day, remember the ones who went before me and pray that they will find eternal light. When I don't come home one day, make sure they continue to say my name and pray for me so I will never be forgotten.
A very sobering Ministry of the Badge today. During this week, it's National Police Week. To remember some of our fallen officers, I felt it was only right to let Isabel McDonald, she's a canine officer, I don't know her, she's from Miami-Dade Sheriff's Department, she wrote that poem and I figured play it in her own words. She had a poem put into the candlelight vigil ceremony, and I felt it was only appropriate to play the video of her reading it in her own words. When I don't come home one day, it's something that none of us want to have to face as police officers, but as you can see on the screen, I felt it only right that I would do something for this week on Ministry of the Badge. I lost a few friends on police departments. Some to suicide, a couple officers in the line of duty, officers that I've been to more police funerals than I want to. And I figured the playing of the pipes and the reading of that poem, and as I read these officers from the Officer Down page, it brings me a sense of humbleness to know that at any time, any one of you who still wear the badge, and as a chaplain, I've gone to many funerals and I've talked to a few of you who have lost friends, and I can tell you that sombering feeling it is to lose. I've felt it. I felt it from some of you. And I know the Lord has a special place in his heart for those in law enforcement, especially when they give up their lives for that job. Because it's not a job, as we always talk about here in Ministry of the Badge. It's truly a calling. So I felt it was only right to take a couple of these officers from the Officer Down page and just read their memorials. Again, I don't know any one of these officers. If you know some of these officers when you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, boys. Sorry that you lost one of yours. Sorry to the families who lost these loved ones. I know in the harried situations that I had been in over the period of my job, my family was praying that I'd make it home from some of the situations, and thank God I have, but there are others that have not. And there's nothing greater in sorrow than to lose someone that you love. There's no greater harm to a family of officers than when they lose one of their own. And again, I've had friends on my own department that I've lost. It's not easy. But all of us go into this job knowing full well that it could very well be our last time. And Deputy Sheriff Jesse Perez from the Dawson County Sheriff's Office, Texas. End of watch Tuesday, April 22nd. Again, Deputy Perez, your family, I don't know them. Any of these officers that I read. It's tough enough if I know the officers. Again, as a chaplain, I've been to funerals and seen officers' families, prayed with families. Deputy Jesse Perez was killed when debris from a commercial vehicle struck him during a traffic stop on West U.S. Highway 180 in La Mesa. He succumbed to his injuries at La Mesa Medical Arts Hospital. Deputy Perez had served with the Dawson County Sheriff's Office for 8 months. He was survived by his wife, 3 daughters, a son, mother, 2 brothers, a sister, and a grandson. 8 months. Some of us will go on this job and we could be there for years. Or we could be there for 8 months. Deputy Perez died in a way that a lot of us could. Think about how many traffic stops you've been on and accidents that you've seen. Deputy Perez gave up his life. Deputy Sheriff Brandon Ray Sykes, Columbia County Sheriff's Office, Georgia. End of watch Saturday, April 26, 2025. Deputy Sheriff Brandon Sykes was shot and killed during an attempted traffic stop before exit 194 on Interstate 20 near Augusta at approximately 6:30 p.m. Deputy Sykes and 3 other deputies were serving a domestic violence protective order on the subject. At first, the man was compliant and non-threatening, but when deputies turned away, he fired at them with a 9mm AR pistol. Deputy Sykes was mortally wounded. Another deputy was shot in the face. 2 deputies returned fire. 1 of the deputies gathered the injured deputy through a barrage of gunfire and transported him to the hospital, where he is in critical condition. Suspect attempted to flee in his camper, but was stopped on the highway hours later. Drones found the subject dead inside his camper with pipe bombs, firearms, and ammunition. Deputy Sykes was a United States Army veteran and had served with the Columbia sheriff's office for over 6 years. He's survived by his wife, who also serves with the agency, a daughter, parents, three brothers, nieces, and a nephew. Deputy Sykes, 31 years old, tour 6 years and 5 months, badge number 608. To you, ma'am, I'm very sorry. I know I'm a complete stranger, but as an officer of almost 30 years, I'm very sorry. Thank you, Brandon Ray Sykes. Special Deputy Sheriff Larry Henderson, Jr., Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, Ohio. End of watch, May 2nd, 2025. Special Deputy Sheriff Larry Henderson was intentionally struck and killed by a driver while directing traffic at the intersection of Martin Luther King Drive and Burnett Woods Drive in Cincinnati. At 1 p.m., Deputy Henderson was providing traffic control and monitoring the traffic signal box near the University of Cincinnati for their commercial commencement ceremonies. While standing on the sidewalk, a driver deliberately drove his vehicle into Deputy Henderson. Deputy Henderson was transported to the UC Medical Center where he succumbed to his injuries. The driver, who had recently viewed body cam footage of his son being shot and killed after fleeing a stolen vehicle armed with a handgun, was arrested and charged with aggravated murder. Deputy Henderson was a United States Marine Corps veteran and had served with the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office for 33 years. He was survived by his wife and five children. Two of Deputy Henderson's uncles and four cousins all served in law enforcement. 57 years old, 33 years, badge number 129. Some of you may have seen that case. Made the news all over the place. I can make a lot of comments, but this is a memorial show, so we'll save those comments for another time. But it's annoying. But to you, brother, and those of you who lost Deputy Henderson, I watched your demeanor as that person sat in front of all of you in the courthouse. And I know I could sense how you all felt, and yet you all did your job as calmly as you could. As you sat inside that courtroom and watched that suspect, I can only fathom what was being said and what you were feeling inside. And to you, brothers and sisters, I get it. I get it. You lost this brother. To you, five kids of Deputy Henderson, I'm sorry. Sorry you lost your dad. I don't know if you had grandkids. He's my age. I got 10 grandkids. I'm sorry you lost your papa. He He served honorably. He did what could happen to any one of us. Senseless? Absolutely. Again, I'll save my hard-hitting comments for that story for another time. But for now, rest easy, brother. Rest easy, brother. Lieutenant Alan Nucci Credier, Rain Police Department, Louisiana. End of watch, Monday, May 5th, 2025. Lieutenant Nucci Credier was shot and killed by friendly fire, serving a search warrant, 500 block of East Harrop Street in Rain. At 1:27, Lieutenant Credier was attempting to locate a suspect wanted for attempted murder and stabbing incident when he was hit by friendly fire. Despite life-saving measures, Lieutenant Credier succumbed to his wounds at the scene. Lieutenant Credier had served with the Rain Police Department for over 20 years. He survived by his brother and his fiance, 49 years old. 20 years. Friendly fire. To his fiance and to his brother and to other fellow officers on that department. Sorry. Don't know the situation. I didn't read on it. Again, this is a memorial to fallen officers. As a chaplain, and if there are chaplains out there that are on this department or know someone, man, get a hold of those officers or officer. Embrace them. All these situations are tragic. But I can't fathom an officer who would want to live with that. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We know as officers the situations that we could be in. Everyone that I just read, I tell officers all the time that are on different departments, I'll tell you what, you know, at any given moment, anything can happen. And you realize that even on the smallest of departments, at any given time, you could give up your life. So all those deputies, that gave their lives, and all the ones that I may not have got to, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I want to thank you all who continue to wear the badge. I want to thank President Trump for acknowledging the officers this week. I want to thank the leaders who do take the time, who thank law enforcement. And just understand, you've been called to a job unlike anything else, and I know you realize that. But you can't be any more appreciated than what you are by the people that you serve. And I know at times it doesn't seem like it, and I know right now in these day and age, evil seems to be winning. But you're out there standing in the gap between good and evil. That thin blue line we talked about last episode, up against times and places and unlike any other in history. And just know that most of us appreciate it. For those of you who have lost officers and those of you who have given up a lot, I would highly encourage you to look up the Billy Graham chaplains programs that they have out there all around the country. I get nothing from this. I don't get paid by them or anything. I'm a volunteer chaplain for the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, and they do officer retreats all over the United States. And you can go on the website and you can look. I'm going to interview a gentleman from there, and he will talk more about the program coming up on Ministry of the Badge on another episode. But until that time, you can go and just Google Billy Graham Officer Program and it'll pop up. And I would highly encourage you to sign up and go to one of their retreats. They're free for first timers that go. And it's a great time of appreciation from a group of Christian people who just really care about you guys. And I know there are other programs around the country, but having worked with the Billy Graham Chaplaincy Association, being a Billy Graham chaplain, I'm telling you guys what, they're it's very hard to beat. They care a lot about you. The Graham, Will Graham, Franklin Graham, Edward Graham. Edward is a soldier. Those guys really care for law enforcement, and I would highly encourage you to attend one of their retreats. Because we do a job unlike anybody else. And they realize that. So, I would encourage you to look that up and attend. Been to a couple of them. For those of you who I've seen before and those of you I've talked to around the country, if you're tuning in, I keep praying for you. And I will continue to pray for you. And just know, there is only one way to be the best officer you can be. To be the best minister of the badge you can be. And that is to be a servant of the one and only King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to this special memorial program of Ministry of the Badge.